gorgeous colours, sensational, sensuous brushwork, having fun with the brush, even if you're doing it in fresco rather than oils. And you turn round and you have an extraordinary sense of the place still being inhabited, because we've also got people down at our level, people coming at you, behind you. Hello, here's our friend coming through a door which isn't quite a door, and you realise the whole place is alive with mischief.
But though the columns and the vistas they frame are right-easing fakes, the mindset is real enough. Happy, horsey comings and goings, an avenue of graceful trees, the unhurried pleasures of a country house weekend. Villa Barbara, with its frescoes, is a perfect slice of Renaissance escapism, a blend of the serious and the witty, created at a moment when in the countryside beyond there were harvest failures and peasant riots, and the once great Venetian Republic was in retreat from the Ottoman Turks.
But here at Villa Barbaro, it was always spring or summer. The grapes would always be ripening, the lutes would always be playing. Daniele and Andrea Palladio would go for long philosophical walks, and the great entertainer Paolo Veronese could take a break and shoot a pheasant or two, his dog trotting at his heels. His landscapes on the walls were dreamscapes, and you could stare and stare and stare at them and feel warm inside forever.
As landscape painting came off the walls, it turned its back on the bucolic dream world. And it happened in a place which couldn't be more different from the glowing, sunlit stone of the villas of the Veneto.